This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. You can just tell it's going to be a good week. Feeling good about it. Next week, we're going to be doing the show on Halloween live from the Winchester Mystery House. This is not a secret show. This is a regular morning show broadcast. A lot of people are like, oh my God, how do I get tickets? No, just come to the Winchester Mystery House. We're all about you coming and hanging out with us. It's easy. Easy as pie. So that is a...
Speaking of pie, there'll be pie. Is there pie?
I don't know if
there's
going to be pie.
There's going to be pie.
I would love it. Can we make there be pie?
I'm starving.
We're going to have Organic Coo.
Oh, all right.
Is bringing their food truck.
Oh.
And so they have a... sort of a fixed menu that people will be able to choose from.
Right? Okay.
And then Cycle Donuts has stepped up, and they're going to be bringing some donuts.
They are the location of our first ever live secret show.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love those guys.
Yeah. That was so great when they reached out.
I can still see that location. Oh, I still remember.
As we were crammed in there. Donuts all around
Campbell?
Us.
In Campbell,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like we thought, because we figured like 10 people would come.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 10 people in the store and a huge crowd up. And we're like, oh my God, I think the secret show might have legs. This is amazing.
So might work out.
Yeah, it might work out. Didn't. But, you know, we had high hopes at the time. Sure. No, if people like it, it's just, you know, it'd be great if we had some kind of formula to make it financially successful. Anyway, thank you, Psycho Donuts. Yeah. So people will, and the thing with Psycho Donuts is, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like. They go a little bit crazy when they make up their special donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So please come down with breakfast while it lasts. We're doing costume contests, but we're going to do them often because we're going to keep rotating the crowd that's a lot. They can only fit so many people in. But we'd love to see you. And that is a week from Thursday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Come and see us at the Winchester Mystery House.
6
don't
to
worry,
9 a.m.
Yuzette will be back in time for that.
Oh, I am.
She's got a whole vacation to Hawaii planned in between now and then.
I was halfway thinking of changing my costume too.
Oh, did you already say what your costume is?
I got the cat jumpsuit, Vinny.
Yes,
but really am liking the Wednesday Addams little dress, and I could put my hair in braids.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
I was kind of thinking about that, too.
Oh,
really?
But I don't
cute.
Know if I'd get it in time.
You could
take your time and think about it.
Okay. When you go to Hawaii, you could buy a hula skirt and some shells and twine for the top. We'd totally be fine with that. Get some flowers for your hair.
Sounds a little cold. Sounds a little chilly for that 6 a.m. Oh, great.
Yeah. Shut up.
All right, you guys, listen.
Mm-mm.
It's really important that we check in with the Miley Cyrus Cody Simpson relationship. That's right. If you've been asleep for the last 2 weeks, you missed it. It's so funny because when Bryn came in this morning, I realized that in the 2 weeks he's been gone,
she
fell in love. Yeah, he was like, Cody Simpson, who's that? I'm like, oh my God, you are going to love this. So Miley Cyrus broke up with her husband, Liam Hemsworth. I don't know, 2 months ago. And right as we got the news they were breaking up, I think we got the news because she was like on a boat making out with some girl.
Mm-hmm. Brody Jenner's ex.
Caitlyn something or other.
Yeah.
So she, and it seemed like the two of them were going to happen, and then that went away. And
I didn't think that at all. My impression of the lesbian affair was she was actually doing a solid for the girl in that equation because she'd just been dumped by
Brody Jenner.
Right.
Brody.
So I felt like for her, she was doing,
I'll hang with you. We'll hang together. We're both, and we'll kiss a little. You'll get some notoriety.
Right. That's the way I saw it.
And
it's
but
possible.
I believe they've been friends for many years.
Yeah.
Also.
And so, you know, a little bit of benefit here and there is not.
But I mean, whose star is brighter?
Yeah.
Well,
We wouldn't even know
far,
this other
right.
chick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard of the other chick.
Right.
But me now either. I'm like, oh, what's the ex-lover of Miley Cyrus up to these days?
Right.
Wrecking ball! So then all of a sudden, now she's doing her friend Cody Simpson a solid, too. So I never heard of this guy either. Is he like a, he's a YouTuber, he's a Disney star? Like, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, a Disney singer, basically, or Nickelodeon.
And we did hear a song for or two from him. I guess he's, you know, a singer. And he's Australian. She likes the Australians. Uh-huh. And then right off the bat, we're like, okay, so he, because he was immediately posting stuff like my boo and we're together. And,
yep.
And then, so I thought, oh boy, he's
a loser.
Gonna burn that out quickly, mm-hmm. too. She's gonna be
she'll
all
get tired
oh, not
of that.
Your boo, really. And then we saw a picture of the tattoos they got together with her hand down his pants. You see that one yet, Brittany?
Oh,
that's a good
it.
One.
I'll
you
look
gotta look
up.
For that one.
Because
it is just classy as hell. And then she went in the hospital last week because she was getting her tonsils out
uh-huh.
or something.
Right.
And now she's on vocal rest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you see it?
Well, it's not in the underwear. It's on the outside. So
look how low those pants are. I believe Vinny said she's got to be touching his chaunch in that one. Is that what you said, chaunch?
Chaunch.
Because
he's showing off the rain gutters.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
That's,
and she's helping him show those off.
It's a style.
I mean, it's got to be a foot and a half between his belly button and whatever she's got her hand on.
He's got a good looking stomach, though.
It seems too long for me. Those Australians have very long torsos.
I feel like that photo screams, in your face, Liam! Yeah. In your face, Liam! Who needs you? I don't like you anyway. You are a punk. Look at me.
Put my hand
on.
Down some other guy's pants.
Yes, with a handful of chaunch.
Hot chaunch, too! It's good chaunch!
It's just a little much.
Ugh.
To me, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's that breakup revenge crap.
Right.
The same as the photo with the girl. Making out in bikinis. It's like, gee, what are you guys doing?
Who are you trying to upset here?
Yeah.
So she worked out yesterday. I guess some kind of Pilates barrel. Yeah, she worked out with her feet pressed against the wall, her hands up in the air.
Yeah.
She said, I'm on vocal rest, not body rest. 26-year-old Miley. She released that single Slide Away. We just heard it in August, right after her split from Liam Hemsworth. Earlier this month, she was hospitalized for this surgery for tonsillitis. Her next studio album, She Is Miley Cyrus, is going to be the name of it. It's expected to be released by the end of the year. She's taking a little break from the vocals, but what's his name? Cody Simpson. Cody Simpson, he released a new song on Friday called Golden Thing, which is, let's listen to this. Yeah, Goldmine.
Yeah.
Yeah, more is that enough?
Yeah, I feel like that's enough. Supposedly it's about her, so. Crystal Dream, Cali Queen, Radiant Hand, what does that mean? Like her hand's really warm? I don't really understand.
Well, you know, it's down his
right down his chaunch, you know, so.
Right down his chaunch.
He would know.
No, it's the chaunch.
Well, whatever. that Radiant Hand has got him by the chaunch. I think he should have put that in there. Chaunch is my new favorite word. I used it like three times this weekend.
You did?
Said to someone, how's your chaunch?
That's not.
And they didn't know what I was talking about. And I just smiled. So, you know, like your chakras or something. So anyway, he thinks she's great and wrote a song about her. Can't wait till she dumps his ass. She shared, well, you know, he seems like
found guy.
He's just all in. It's gross. So much for the chase. She shared a photo of the album artwork. It's a close-up shot of her hair and neck, writing my heart alongside a little black heart. He said she encouraged him to release the song. She was like, he's Australian, right? She was like, if you don't put this ass out, I'm putting it out on your behalf for you.
What? Was it, that?
I don't know. I'm trying to be like the rough voice, but also an Australian dude.
That was British.
Sorry. Let me try again. She's like, if you don't put this ass out, I'm putting it out on your behalf for you. I'm getting your Spotify login, doing this ass myself.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Ay-yi-yi.
I'm with you.
Yeesh.
Thank you, Izzy. Or are you with Vinny?
I'm with Sarah.
Oh, all right.
I felt it. I felt it.
It's probably the smart move.
Aussie.
I'm very, very happy. We're very happy together. We just have a ball, yeah. And that's the most important part of a relationship, isn't it? Let's see. his manager is like, no, no, they really are. They're good. His manager says, it's early, but their friendship's longstanding and deeper than people realize.
Mm.
Though they originally met during their own wilder phases, they're both sober now and focused on health, work, and spending time together touching each other's chanchay. Seems pretty ideal to me. Anyway, congratulations to them. She was on Instagram Live. I should start following her because I could have seen the Instagram Live that she did with Cody Simpson.
Those lives usually go for 24 hours. They stay there.
Yeah, I don't know when this happened, though. You know, it might have happened Friday or something.
Well, people also always capture them, so I'm sure it's that someone's got
it.
If I need it. They just went back. They just love you. I mean, they're so into it.
Well, good.
It's good. It's great.
I don't believe any of it.
Here they are kissing while he's playing. I don't know if he's playing a song or what he's doing on the Instagram Live, but he's got the guitar in his hand, so.
She's going to roll out on him the second she can.
It's convenient, right?
Mm-hmm. But I bet she's having fun. Like,
sure.
You know,
have a great time, you know?
Let's have fun.
Yep, have a great time.
You're young and you got dough.
Life is good.
And your career is rolling.
Yeah.
And you just got out of a marriage.
Good times.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. You're 26. You've lived a whole life. Now, stick your hand on that guy's pants. Let's class this up, bitch. Here we go. Dennis Quaid is about to get married again.
No, he's not.
Well, he shouldn't, but he's engaged.
He is.
He is, let's see, I believe he's 65.
He is, uh-huh.
And
this is Meg Ryan's former husband,
Meg
right?
Ryan's former husband. He's actually married a girl since her.
And had twins.
Yes.
Right.
They're divorced, of course. Let's see. His new wife-to-be is a grad student at the University of Texas. They've been going out since this summer.
Have you heard about Texas girls?
What do they do?
All of the stuff.
I figured. She's 26, and he gave her a giant rock. The photo was taken Friday night, minutes after he proposed to her at Turtle Bay in Oahu.
Ooh.
And again, I don't know if you guys heard what I said earlier. They've been dating since this summer.
Oh, wait. This summer?
He just
this
got summer. Divorced last
yes,
year.
This summer.
I just told you about Texas girls.
They will make you marry them.
They'll do.
Real quick.
They do it all.
I can't give this up.
I'm sure I bet you he has said, and this could be a quote, I've never felt anything better in my entire life.
It's so young and fresh.
Than what you just did to me.
That is, you are a gold mine.
I'm willing to give another portion of my life savings.
Away to you.
My fourth marriage.
Just keep doing that one thing. I wonder, you know, she's 26, I'm sure... Kids, you know, you could have little this.
No, no, no. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
He's gone that route a couple times.
Uh-huh.
He will know this time to just be with her and not have kids. He knows that.
Yeah, she's probably fine with that until they're married. Then don't.
No,
you can't.
We're not doing that.
He will.
I'm not putting you through that. I'm saving you that.
Nope.
And as soon as we do that, I know what happens to the thing that's never made me feel better in my whole life. It gets, at the very least, gets put on a shelf for a long time.
This will be his fourth marriage. Kimberly Quaid, Meg Ryan, and PJ Souls. I can't even remember that girl's name being PJ.
Yeah, I didn't know her, the first lady he married.
He has kids with, I think, with Meg and...
And then the other lady.
I guess
kids.
The PJ chick.
Yeah, he's not doing the kid thing
or
again.
Maybe Kimberly.
He's going to tell her, I'm 65. I'm here for the fun.
Yeah, and then she's going to be like, oh, I'm totally fine with that. And then she's going to hit 30, and they're either going to break up or he's going to have kids with her. They're going to break up. It's my prediction.
That's awful.
I mean, come on. Really?
Can't she just like to hang and realize that she's going to have a wonderful life with him?
Yeah, that's...
Bryn.
You know, she's simple now. She's
By the
26.
Way, someone wrote in and said, who's sitting in Alex's seat?
Brynny's back. Guess who's back? Brynny's back. Yeah, it's hilarious. You like that, Alex? He's training with Vaughn. let's see here. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. They're saying it performed well below expectations, but it did still win the box office. but I guess that they expected quite a bit more. The original Maleficent opened with about 70 million bucks 5 years ago.
What did it open with?
36 million.
That is a real drop.
It is.
But we heard the movie stunk.
Yes, we did. I wonder if that's people have just heard reviews, or I would think people would run right out and see it if they liked the first
one. This is my question to you.
All right, I'm ready to give you my answer to
okay.
you.
Okay. First of all, what I have seen just in the last 2 weeks is the popularity of Jen Aniston via her Instagram and the fact that she broke all the world records without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
So people clearly are on Team Jen.
Yes.
So here is the lady that...
The other team.
Broke up the marriage, stole the man. So meanwhile, she's got this sort of bad PR because she stole, you know, Jen's...
Mm-hmm.
Right. How does that not affect her as a movie? Or is it? Is that what we're seeing?
I don't know. It's funny because... Because
it is a popularity contest. While you do still like someone's...
The world is, right.
You know, acting skills, right. There's plenty of people who would take that role. It's not... It doesn't have to go to her.
You know, it's funny because I really loved that first... That first movie was great.
Maleficent.
Did you see that?
No, I don't think
so. It's really good. I mean, she's great in it. Everybody's great in it. It's a beautiful world, and it's the fairy tale, but told from a totally different point of view. And I loved how it ended too, because True Love's Kiss was so not what you thought. I didn't give a spoiler. And I don't feel like that. I mean, I don't know when that was made. 10 years ago? I have no idea. She was definitely still married to Brad. I don't know if it's a PR thing or if it's a review thing, if it's a combination of all those things. All I know is they expected it to make about 70 million bucks and it made about half.
Let me
of that.
Ask this a better way, a more succinct way. Do you like her?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Angelina Jolie?
I'm not particularly crazy about her, no.
All right.
Do you like her?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
She's a little much for my taste.
The one movie that I saw where I went, oh, that's pretty good, is the one where she took Brad.
Oh,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is the one.
Yeah.
Other than that, what have I seen her in that I'm like...
She's really good in Gia.
Okay.
And that was a million years ago. She's really good in Girl Interrupted.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's good...
Gone in 60 Seconds, I liked her.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
okay.
That one's good. Yeah.
She's also made some real S movies, though. Like some vanity projects that you just... Like, what was the one where... Like Beside the Sea or something, or just some piece of poo movie that she made
with
Brad.
They both made that, yeah.
Right. And just, like, even the Laura Croft ones, they're just okay. Like, I don't think she's groundbreaking.
You know what? I take it back. I liked her in Salt.
Oh, actually, I liked her in Salt, too.
It's called By the Sea.
By the Sea, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what the reasons are for this thing not working, because the first one worked.
Joker? Did everyone go see Joker?
Joker's still, it's right up there, 29 million. It fell to second place, but, you know, people are into that movie. Mm. There's apparently a set of stairs that he dances down. They're in New York City.
Yeah.
It's a block, and they're calling that the most, that's the new Rocky Steps.
Right.
Everybody goes to the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia. Now everybody goes and dances down on Instagram.
I've seen the ad with him in it on the stairs, so that must be what they're talking about.
But officials are saying don't go there because it's not safe.
Oh,
the
really?
The area. Uh-huh.
Oh, like it's a bad neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. People
well,
totally
cities
going
have
out.
Those.
Yeah.
That is true. The only other new movie in the top 10 over the weekend was Zombieland 2, Double Tap. I got to go see that. Diana, go check that out. Made about 26 million bucks, which also was disappointing, they say. They expected that to do better, too. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, what will happen to Justin Trudeau, the handsome Canadian man who's...
Today's the day.
Yeah, today is the day. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:33. The sun has just come up on a beautiful Monday. It's going to be a pretty warm week, actually. It's what I heard. And you were mentioning that PG&E's like, it's warm. We're going to shut off all the power. Beware, everyone. So you got that to look forward to.
Oh, there goes my lead story.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm totally kidding.
I'll just, you know,
actually,
just
one of the things they've put out there is this will be going on for the next 10 years. And I was like, you guys just can't get out of your own way. You want us to hate you.
Yeah. What I want you to do is go fix your stuff so it doesn't. So if it does get blown over,
they're saying it's going to take 10 years to fix the infrastructure to the point where they feel like.
So they've neglected it to the point where now it's going to take 10 years to get it up to snuff.
Yes.
Those bastards. All right, let's do the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness.
Oh.
Get your result.
Yeah.
Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
Dang.
24 Hour Fitness.
.com.
Niners won, Raiders lost. Oh. Go Niners. Undefeated.
It's great. Undefeated. Pats play tonight. Let's see if they can keep their streak going.
Oh, the Pats play tonight?
They're against the Jets.
Oh.
I know.
Jets. It's another unwatchable game. The one game last night I thought was going to be great. And Dallas kicked the Eagles' heads in.
What's up with that?
I don't know. It's over it, though. I'm like, I'm sitting here going, this is unwatchable. I have to find something else to do now. Anyway, Canadians vote today. It's a general election, and right now, it's not looking good for Justin Trudeau. He's the prime minister and wants to stay that.
Yeah. He won in a landslide when he was elected.
Actually, they say in 2015, the landslide was a repeat of the support that in 1968 carried his late father Pierre to power.
Oh.
Trudeau's star has dimmed while in office, though. His image has been tainted by ethics lapses and handling of the bribery prosecution of an engineering giant. Mm. While his campaign was rocked also by the emergence of old photographs of him in blackface makeup. Not one. Not two, but three, and possibly more.
An unspecified potential treasure trove of blackface photos.
Right.
Fantastic.
So we'll see.
If he holds on to it.
I don't think he does. Do you?
I don't know. He's very strong in the environment, and that's something that a lot of people care about. I don't know, but I just don't know who's, I don't even know who the new guy will be if he doesn't win. Do you have that guy's name?
I do have it. Hold on.
Plus, he's so handsome.
What does that have anything to do with anything?
Let's keep the handsome guy.
Andrew Scheer.
That's the opponent.
That's the other guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's going down.
Yep.
Californians say homelessness is the state's top issue. Mm.
It is big.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Other top two issues are jobs and the economy, followed by housing costs, which are obviously closely related to homelessness.
Right.
So that is in today's Chronicle. It's a long story about, and there's, it's weird because some people like Gavin Newsom, they're saying in some polls, people hate him and don't think he's done a very good job. Others, he's like leading and people love him. I like him as a guy because I know him.
Yep. We've known him a long time.
But I don't necessarily know that they're going to be able to fix the homeless problem.
Well, people have been trying forever. If there was an easy solution, it'd be done. Mm. Throwing money at it doesn't seem to be the answer.
Well, but that seems to be the answer.
Well, it's the only thing people can do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Start an adoption program for them. Adopt the homeless. Nobody wants to do it. It's weird.
You don't want to adopt them?
I don't.
Are you sure?
I want them not.
You want them not.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry about it.
So here we are. It's morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
And people were asked, what makes the perfect morning?
Oh.
Monday didn't make the list.
Weird.
Monday is not specifically listed as how to make a perfect morning. It's not Monday. Yeah. But what is the number one essential ingredient for a perfect morning?
No alarm clock.
Coffee is the number one thing.
I was going to say the next day off.
Yeah, coffee is huge.
Good brekkie.
All right.
Exercise. Mm. Meditation's on the list, and it's interesting because I'm someone who's pursued meditation with different varying levels of success. When I was single and had nothing else to do, I found some success in it.
Hmm.
And yet I had no distractions. And I, right now,
you're piled with responsibilities.
Right now is when I need meditation the most and cannot find the ability to focus for a minute, much less 20 of them.
Right.
So hopefully you're all doing better with it out there than, or.
It's tough though. I mean, you know, sure, I can actually see why it would work for you when you're young. You know, there's nothing like blank in your mind when you've got no responsibilities and right. no things weighing on you. It's stressful being a kid. Is it? Because you should try being an adult for a while. Sucks, Beavis. For an adult.
Yeah.
Coffee, good breakfast, exercise, meditation, watching the morning news or reading the news on the list.
Oh,
also,
God, that's a way to ruin my morning.
Listening to your favorite radio show or podcast makes the list.
I hope we're part of a good morning for you.
Having a glass of juice or a smoothie and some morning yoga. All part of the perfect morning. Monday morning didn't make it into the
that
list.
That is so
though.
Strange.
Ha!
Yeah.
And having more time in the morning would be nice.
Well, you can give yourself that. Get up earlier.
Sure.
I wish I could do that for
how
myself.
How can you get up earlier than 1:40 in the morning, though?
Yeah, well, I hope you had a good morning with all that extra time.
I did.
You just got out of bed, huh? You're like, F it,
well,
I can't do any
I was
better.
Waiting, and then I was like, oh, man, I got to get up at 3:20 anyway. And I usually get up at 3 or 2 something. It's 1:04. How much different?
I should just get up.
Just make some coffee.
Yeah. That is the middle of the night.
It is, very much so. How about a fast fact?
Fast fact!
Oh, Bryn.
I was listening to something else, sorry.
Your trip to Vietnam got you sick and slow.
Yeah. Boy, reflexes.
Damn it, I'm rough. I gotta set my game up.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Didn't do his own German dubbing for the Terminator movies because his accent is actually not good.
Oh.
It's pretty rural, they say. Huh. The studio felt it didn't match the character.
Oh.
What?
So. Oh, boy.
Oh, so they had that guy do it?
I asked for it. I asked
so
for
good.
It, didn't I?
It's perfect. So they used that guy.
Crayola has crayons called Carnation Pink, Piggy Pink, Pink Sherbert Pink, Pink Flamingo, and Tickle Me Pink, but they do not have pink.
Really?
No pink.
Huh. That seems silly. They should just have a pink. One of those should just be pink.
Out of the 19,400 or so Major League Baseball players since 1876, only 12 were from Alaska. Among them, the most famous by far...
Babe Ruth.
Curt Schilling. Born in Anchorage. Huh. He was a Red Sox.
I don't know.
You don't what?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard the name.
Oh, come
I couldn't
on.
Have told you what team or that he was from Alaska.
You've never been sitting there crunching Ba pizza watching Curt Schilling?
Maybe I have.
All right.
Sorry about it.
I remember him from being really tall.
Oh,
he's
Curt Schilling?
6'4".
Oh.
I remember Curt Schilling. I believe Curt Schilling's the guy with the blood on his sock, right? See if there's a bloody sock attached to that guy's name.
Bloody sock. What does that mean?
Walks through a murder scene.
No, it was something that went down.
A blister burst. Someone kicked him in the
is
ankle.
There a bloody sock there?
There is. It pops right up.
Yeah.
Curt Schilling. And is he a red sock in that? He's wearing a red sock.
Well, get it,
wearing,
red
right?
socks.
Oh, wow. There it is. Here, let me show you, Sarah. Just
cue it up.
See his bloody sock?
Oh. Why is it so bloody?
I don't know. I don't remember the whole story. I just remember that.
The little dog bit him? Ankle biter?
I don't know. But there he is in his Red Sox uni of Boston.
That looks old.
He's kind of got a gut going
yeah,
there, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does.
He's like an old dude walking up on the mound.
Happens.
Yeah, it does. Despite our best intentions.
Oh, God. I'm trying really hard.
You're fine. Don't worry
about it. I worked out all weekend.
Why don't you just relax?
And
man.
I still...
Just let it happen.
I'm still 400 points behind the misses in our competition.
Oh, well... She's 10 years younger than you. You know, you gotta
what does
let
that
it go.
Mean?
But you're in your 50s now. I mean, just relax.
They say that he suffered an ankle injury that required last minute surgery before the game. So, it just bled
it
through.
It started bleeding.
Yeah,
he probably wasn't supposed to walk
you know,
on it.
No. I think it was one of those things though where some people were like, "Is he really hurt?" And then he had blood. And then they're like, "Is the blood real?" I think it got. Very controversial.
You questioned it.
Right. I don't know.
I'm bleeding, man. It's real.
So we all have these things in our house, these speakers.
Yeah.
Google Home Hub.
Yeah.
Amazon's Echo.
Yeah. We do all have them. I mean, a lot of us do anyway. It seems like they're everywhere now. Do we all have one? All of us?
Oh, yeah. God, I have too many of them.
I do not.
Oh, Yuzi, you're the one holdout?
Are you, Vaughn, you do too?
Yeah.
Alex?
I don't use mine. Well, I use my Google Home Hub. I take that back. Yeah. I do use it.
I use them both.
Yeah, I just have no interest.
I got used. You just get used to it. And plus, God, we constantly play music on them.
Well, even though everyone's all got one, the one company that people don't appear to be willing to trust is Facebook.
Oh, yeah. What's theirs called?
Facebook created the Portal video chat device and smart speaker a little over a year ago, and they say here it's not selling.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
I got one.
Oh, you bought it?
No, or Jan bought it for everybody for Christmas. The one guy who...
Everyone's the king of everybody's getting this.
Please save your money. Don't do it.
Save it for what? I just got so much of it because I don't have a wife or kids. Or...
Right.
He's the guy who can meditate.
Exactly right.
Okay. But this could be over. No?
You got it.
This is one of my favorite songs. This was like the song of the summer.
So glad you're back.
According to one study, they say the Facebook portal only makes up about 0.6% of the sales of the smart speaker category.
Nobody needs it. Plus, they didn't do a good job really explaining what it does. Like,
it's a decent product if everyone else has one or is willing to.
So that's what it takes. You have to be both of you have to be on one side.
My kids talked to Nona for like
so
an
they
hour.
Use that.
They will talk to my brother Jan.
Oh.
Forever. And he gets on there because there's all these games you can play. Like, it'll be throwing donuts in the air and you got to catch them in your mouth. And then your face will actually show fat. It will fatten you up.
Oh.
To show who's winning.
That's cute.
He'll sit there for an hour with that girl and do that.
He really does have some time on his hands.
And they love him for it.
Mm. Well, he'll be very close with them. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's good to have an uncle.
But that is, it does have an upside,
uh-huh.
And yet not selling. Huh. And, you know, Facebook's rep is not the best.
Not
so
great.
That's probably playing a role in whether
I don't want any new Facebook stuff. I wish Instagram wasn't on Facebook because I can't really say I'm off Facebook because I'm still on Instagram.
Well, you're fine. And you posted this weekend from the party you were at.
I did.
How was the party?
It was fun. It was good.
You guys ripped it up?
Yeah. We went to the bingo revival at Mosley's.
And the wings?
The wings were, because I immediately had to order my wings. I'm in a sports bar, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm,
and they came over. They were plump, nice crispy outside, juicy inside. And there were 12 of them.
Wow. What does that mean?
That means there were twice as many as the last time I ordered wings there.
Okay,
and
good.
They weighed five times as much as those first set of
and
wings.
And the price?
I don't know what the price was. I can barely see as it is, so I said, bring me the wings. I knew I was having wings. I don't know what the price was.
Is he okay? Is Mosley okay? Is he doing good?
I mean, you mean as a human?
Yeah.
He seems fine. He seems very happy in a good place with his family. And
he seemed like a little, like when he was in here and I'm all, dude, you are an Olympic gold medalist. Mm-hmm. That's like.
He's just humble. Like
less
weirdly,
than 1% of human
annoyingly.
Beings get to be the best at the world in the world.
Yeah.
At anything. And I know he's competitive, so I get that about him. But it's weird when he's like, yeah, but, you know, I'm a nice guy, too. I get you're a nice guy, but you're all, I mean, we don't know you as the best,
nicest guy. He really needed this to go well. He was, I think he was pretty nervous about the whole weekend because he'd never done anything like this, thrown anything like this. And I believe it went really well. I saw a lot of posts that he put up. And the Saturday night was well attended. So hopefully it went well for him because he was definitely nervous about it.
Okay, that makes a little sense then.
Yeah, I thought he seemed like shot out of a cannon on Friday.
No, he was, but he was, there was like this weird, like he's all, well, I'm more than just, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I know that.
Maybe
I've known
just,
you forever.
Yeah.
We're friends. I know you're a cool guy
and
all,
but. You get sick of a narrative, I'm sure. Like if you're, you know, it's one thing for us, we see him once in a while, we know he's an Olympian, but for him, everybody he meets asks him about, I'm sure that's, old for
probably,
him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm sure it gets old for him.
He feels like I'm so much more than that.
I guess.
Ask me how I'm feeling. Ask me about my feelings. Get in my feelings.
By the way, you can hear him in his feelings today. There's a new podcast. In fact, we're going to record it right after the show today.
All right.
I'll ask him, you know, what's going on with you, man? Why can't you just own that thing?
You going through some kind of midlife crisis or something?
Maybe. I mean, don't we all do that?
I don't know. This is our position in life. I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Right.
The guy's an Olympic gold medalist, and he got robbed of one of them.
I know.
He should have had two.
Right. Well, and he sort of, even though he may not want to talk about it all the time, his entire career is based on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, the things he does now are because of what he did then.
Right. He's Squaw's guy.
Yeah.
He's Warren Miller's guy.
Right.
Like, I think he's done really well for himself.
He's done great. He's done amazing.
He launched a sports bar.
He did.
I mean, he's doing really good. I don't understand. Anyway. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that your feelings on it is he's doing great.
I think he's fine. I think he was really nervous that day. Johnny Mosley podcast every Monday. There'll be one up to, what do you think, at noon today? Nah, probably a little later.
Yeah, it depends on how long we go and what time he gets there. He's always late, so we'll see.
That is true. It's very busy. We're always sitting there like...
Text Malia.
Yeah, see.
Does he remember?
And some days he hasn't. She's like, oh crap, I didn't even know he had this. I'm like, I'm going to be setting you the schedule from now on, Malia.
Well, isn't the schedule... never mind. It doesn't matter. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We also have email.
Oh.
And we get those sometimes. Here's one. Hi, Yuzi. Can you please pass us this note to Vinny? Thanks. Vin, I was so excited to see you this weekend at Dry Creek Grill.
Sure.
You were there with your beautiful family, so I didn't want to interrupt your dinner, but if I had talked to you, I would have told you how much I absolutely love you and the show.
Mm.
I listen in the show daily on the podcast. It's the soundtrack of my life. Thanks to all of you and all you do. I'm in my last couple weeks of maternity leave before I go back to work, which I'm thrilled for and dreading at the same time. Now I know who they are.
Oh.
There was a family. She had a little tiny baby. Mm-hmm. You know how you can, they're so little, they're so new, you can pass them around more easily. Uh-huh. Our one-year-old is like, first of all,
right, kid. God, you're heavy.
And then they're kicking and moving, and you're like, oh, God, this has changed dramatically. Anyway, sorry if my almost three-month-old ruined your dinner with all the fussing. No, I had my own kid ruining our dinner.
That's why everybody eats early. People with kids, they're all like, we're in this together. Let's just, 5 o'clock,
Five o'clock dinner, exactly right. Anyway, she goes, first and last time out for dinner for the next few months. LOL. Rachel.
It gets easier, Rachel. Don't worry.
You should have said hi, Rachel. I was right in the middle of all that same stuff with you.
She's at the Dry Creek Inn, currently.
A lot of people, a lot of Sarah and Vinny fans were there that night. Very nice to feel, you know, you go out and you go, oh, God, it's so nice to be supported.
I feel loved.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Bryn. Glad you survived the traffic over there.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
He's going
to
put up a bunch of Instagram stuff. He already did a time lapse.
Yeah, I took a bunch of pictures, just didn't post anything.
He visited the seven natural wonders of the world.
Right. Correct. I forget what it's called now.
Bin Min.
I forget too.
Halong Bay.
Right. So you're going to post all that stuff.
Yeah, let me go through my stuff. And I took so many photos, I just can't caption them. It's so hard.
Don't even caption them. Just throw them up.
All right. I'll figure it out.
Cosmic Crisp. Sounds like a strain of marijuana.
It does. This is the new apple hybrid that Oregon has developed.
Right. It's an apple, everyone. It's not doobie weed.
No.
Ooh.
And I hate that I was just about to call, like, Vaughn? He's become the...
Is there a cosmic crisp?
The doobie weed
He's
pro.
Saying no. He's no. saying no. It's specific to the apple.
All right. Good morning, radio show family. Happy Monday. Wanted to send you a hi from China.
Oh.
On my second week here for work, and listening to you all makes me miss home a little less.
Ni hao.
Hope you have a great... What'd you just say?
Ni hao. Isn't that hello in Chinese?
Yeah, that's Mandarin.
Oh. All right.
What time is it in China?
It's 16 hours later.
Hey, Vinny. When the gratitude is running low, make sure you check how much you and Christina are giving her. Sometimes you are providing too much and sometimes overstimulating. They don't need it all. Too much stuff, events, makes them expect it to be the norm, and the gratitude is lost. Keep it simple.
I want it all, and I want it now.
I think that's it. And I think that my knee jerk when she comes around is to go, well, what do you want to do? Because I'm not playing with dolls. So.
What else you got?
Where are we headed?
Right.
Because I really don't like it.
No, dolls are not fun.
They're super boring.
Well, because a lot of times you get yelled at for like not doing it right. Like, that's what I found. I'm like, okay, I'll play with you. And, you know, we'd have the trucks or the G.I. Joes or the Barbies or whatever. And I'd be moving them around.
Oh, this is with your kids.
Yeah, and they would just like, no, Mom, he's got to go over here. He's got to be on the... I'm like, okay, go over here. Now you have to say this. I'm like, can I get a script? Or, you know, I'm willing to play, but I'd like to have my own free will in this scenario.
Yeah, that's when I start going, what? Oh, your mom's calling me. Yeah, what? Gotta go. I gotta go. I'm gonna go check your mom and.
I'll probably be back. See you soon.
Right.
Coming up in the celebrity trash, we're gonna do the album charts. We'll start there, and I got a Quentin Tarantino story that's very interesting.
All right.
Plus, Felicity Huffman's in jail right now. God, she's been spotted. It's amazing.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.